This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the digital jungle. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling, comparing, and just exhausted? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep into the world of social media and its impact on our mental health. Because let's face it, these platforms can be both a blessing and a curse, right? They connect us with loved ones, help us discover new things, but they can also leave us feeling anxious, inadequate, and downright drained. So, buckle up, buttercups, because today we're going to unpack this complex relationship and equip you with the tools to reclaim your mental well-being. Now, I know what you're thinking. Rachel, social media is just a part of life. And you're absolutely right. It's woven into the fabric of our existence. But understanding its impact, both positive and negative, is crucial. Think of it like this. You wouldn't chug soda all day and expect to feel your best, would you? The same goes for social media. Here are five key takeaways that will help you navigate the digital world with more awareness and intention. First off, remember that social media often presents a carefully curated version of reality. People tend to share their highlight reels, the vacations, the achievements, the perfect meals, but rarely the messy behind-the-scenes stuff. So, when you're scrolling through those seemingly flawless feeds, it's easy to fall into the comparison trap. You start feeling like your life isn't as exciting, as successful, or as insta-worthy. But guess what? That's just a mirage. Your journey is unique and valuable, even if it doesn't always look picture perfect on Instagram. Number 2. We're wired for connection, but social media can sometimes feel like a shallow substitute for real-life interaction. Think about it, those endless scrolls often leave us feeling more isolated than connected, right? So, make a conscious effort to nurture your offline relationships. Schedule face-to-face catch-ups with friends and family, join clubs or groups that align with your interests, and simply engage in meaningful conversations without the distraction of screens. Thirdly, be mindful of the content you consume. Social media algorithms are designed to keep you hooked, often feeding you information that triggers emotions, whether it's anger, sadness, or envy. So, ask yourself, is this content uplifting me? Is it inspiring me? Or is it leaving me feeling drained and negative? Don't be afraid to follow accounts that don't serve your well-being and seek out content that promotes positivity, growth, and inspiration. Fourth point, take regular breaks. Seriously, treat social media like a delicious dessert. Enjoy it in moderation, but don't let it become your entire meal. Schedule tech-free time each day to reconnect with yourself, engage in hobbies, or simply relax and recharge. You'll be amazed at how much clearer your mind feels when you step away from the digital world for a while. And finally, remember that social media is a tool. It's up to you to decide how you use it. Don't let it control your emotions or dictate your self-worth. Set boundaries, be intentional with your time, and cultivate a healthy relationship with the digital world. Now, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine you're scrolling through Instagram and you see a friend posting about their amazing trip to Bali's stunning beaches, delicious food, and they're clearly having an incredible time. You might find yourself feeling envious, thinking my life is so boring compared to theirs. But hold on a minute. Remember that social media often portrays a curated version of reality. That friend might be showing you the highlights, but what about the long flights, the jet lag, or the moments when they felt lonely or overwhelmed? Every experience has its ups and downs, even the seemingly perfect ones. So, instead of comparing yourself, try shifting your focus to gratitude for what you have in your own life. Maybe it's a cozy evening with loved ones, a delicious home-cooked meal, or simply the joy of being present in this moment. So, there you have it, five key takeaways to help you navigate the digital world with more awareness and intention. Remember, social media can be a powerful tool for connection and inspiration, but it's essential to use it mindfully and protect your mental well-being. Take breaks, curate your feed, prioritize real-life connections, and remember that your worth isn't defined by likes or followers. Keep those heads up and hearts open as you navigate this crazy digital world. Until next time, keep shining, beautiful souls. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from it. Let's spread the love and create a more conscious online community together. And hey, if you have any thoughts or questions, hit me up in the comments below. I'd love to hear from you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.